It's time for the Monday Waffle, a podcast dedicated to all things West Australian Football League. Your hosts Michael Stamp and Jack Davidson are joined by Tara Carlin, Bonnie Rayner, Chatty De Hare with expert boundary riding information, analysis of last week's game, forecast of next week's game. Did you get your tips in? Did you get your tips out? What are you planning to do next weekend? If it involves West Australian footy, just make sure you start your week with the Monday Waffle.
Welcome to another round of the Monday Waffle. Round 9's just gone straight past us. I'm Jack Davidson, and today I'm joined by Michael Stamp. Stampy, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, Jack. I'm very good. Very excited to talk about this past round of footy. The big story was Peel, weren't they?
What an amazing story. It should be made into a movie, honestly.
It should.
What was the one about the Philadelphia Eagles? Brave or something?
I'm not sure about that. I can't actually tell you. But how good was it? Myself and Katie last week, we actually tipped them. And, you know, it was a pretty ballsy pick, but
yeah,
we got it.
Yeah, I'm eating my words. What a fantastic pick.
Yep, so it was their first win in nearly 12 months, which is just unbelievable.
Well, they've been getting there, but they just didn't have those fourth quarter legs.
Yep.
Or the other team's just been that little bit more hungry and they've just got at it. But this time it was Peel's day to shine.
Exactly. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Swans won their seventh straight to go top of the table.
See you later, Subi.
Yeah. Subi went down to West Perth. And that was a real good game on the weekend. That was a match of the round for sure. The other winner was East Fremantle beating Perth, and Perth have now lost 5 straight.
It's going to be a tough backup for Perth, I think. They're going to have a real struggle over the back end of the season, I think.
So they won their first 3 and lost their last 5, so they're sitting in 6th on the ladder. So it's Swans on top with 28 points, then Subiaco and East Perth 24, and then there's a couple of games adrift to West Perth in 4th.
Yeah, and there's not a whole lot in it as well, points-wise, in the first, 8?
Yeah, and then Claremont's second last with 8 points. They're really struggling, but they did put up a bit of a fight against Swans. And then Peel finally off 0 points on 4 now. So our first game was Swan Districts defeating Claremont, 11 goals 17, 83 to 8 goals 9, 57 for Claremont. Jack, what'd you get out of this game?
Their only loss was in round 2 to East Perth. Yep. And what a game, though, this week and that game, because it really shows where Swans are coming from and where they're going.
Swans trailed by a goal at quarter time, but they then kicked the only 4 goals of the second quarter, which really set them up for a big second half, and they took control. But they did kick 5 goals, 10 for the rest of the game, but, you know, they cruised the victory in the second half.
Yeah, it's a bit unfortunate where you see teams like Swans doing so well and then you see those stats like 5 goals, 10. You know, they've had the scoring opportunities. Maybe they just felt a bit comfortable because it's Claremont, or, you know, just something wasn't quite clicking for them.
Exactly. And Ricky Carey, the young gun of the season, he kicked another 3 goals. So he's doing very good up forward.
Could we see him trade to East Perth next year?
What you're going to say, is it going to be a West Coast Eagle next year?
Well, I'm not saying it, but I'm not saying it.
I think that could be a good guess. Yeah, no, I like that, Jack. You heard it here first on the Monday Waffle. Who else played well? Aaron Alari had a game high 28 touches, and key defender Justin Simpson had 27 touches and 14 marks. He'll most likely be in the WA squad, who plays the Queensland and New South Wales team this weekend, which we'll talk about a little bit later on.
Fantastic. And also on that, Tony Knott had 18 touches, 11 marks and 8 inside 50s.
Yeah, he's a big focal point up front for the Swans as well. Claremont had a little bit of a shining light. Brendan Abbott, it's his 4th game of waffle footy and he kicked 4 goals, which is a good effort from him.
It's not bad for a team that went up against a team strong as Swans.
It's Monday, so it's the Monday Waffle. Keep listening.
We'll move on to Peel Thunder defeating South Fremantle. Now, you didn't tip Peel, did you?
No, I tipped South Freo, and what a game.
I know, I can't believe it. Benny Saunders, Tara's pick for the birdie nail, actually kicked the first 3 goals of the game. So Peel must have been thinking, oh, here we go again. We're going to get thumped out of the water. But they came back, they steadied the ship and played very well in the second half.
They were off with it. It was their game.
Exactly. And Peel kicked the last three goals through Matt Brown, Colin Sylvia, and Sam Menegola. Sylvia had those three goals, which is a good effort for him, but I don't think he's done enough to get back into the Dockers side.
Maybe not this week. I mean, Peel would be through the roof feeling how excited they would be after this win. Their first win, like you said earlier, first win in, what, 12 months?
Yeah.
First win of the last 8 games.
And they did it with Matt Tabernard being held goalless.
Yeah.
The Monday Waffle Zone. Dylan Ross kept him with 0 goals, which is a great effort indeed. Also, Brady Gray shut down Ashton Hams, their main ball winner, with only 20 touches and had limited impact on the game.
Yeah, just really, really put him in a corner.
Yep, he did. That was very good. Yeah, so great effort from Peel, and it's good to see them get a win finally.
Yeah, and former captain Brendan Jones had 27 and Crozier had 27 too. That's a good high tally.
Yeah, no, they were the main ball winners for the Thunder, and they would have been very pleased that Hayden Crozier didn't play for the Dockers.
Yeah. Well, it's these valuable pickups that, you know, can really help a team like Peel with the alignment. You know, they're down the bottom, they're aligned with Frio. This is meant to be their squad.
It is, exactly. And we should see Peel playing a lot better. And, you know, they haven't played that bad of a season, have they?
No.
They just have, you know, a good 2 or 3 quarters and then fade away late. That's the story of their season so far.
Yeah. Sounds like my Saturday night. Anyway, moving on to West Perth beating Subiaco. Another tip that I lost.
Oh, I got this one wrong as well. We all got it wrong. Who would have thought? But this is really showing that West Perth are going to be a force to be reckoned with. Yeah. They just had a slow start to the season, and they played very well at Medibank Stadium on Saturday afternoon. They won by 10 points, and they were quite close the whole day. I think there was 2 points in it at quarter time, 3 points in at halftime, and then they broke away in the third.
I mean, we'll just look at the final score. 14-12-96 to 13-8-86. There's 10 points in it.
Exactly. It was the third quarter that really got the Falcons in front. They kicked the only 3 goals of the term.
Oh, the old premiership clutch. The premiership quarter.
We were talking about a few weeks ago, the fourth quarter was the main point, but we're coming back into footy terms now. The third quarter is the main. It is the premiership quarter.
Yeah.
West Perth had 2 big forwards play very well. Nick Rodder, the young man, had 4 goals, and Marcus Adams had 3 goals. Now, he is a big bloke. He is a huge man. Like, he could be playing AFL next year, I think.
Yeah, another big call?
Yeah, I'll say that here. Oh, I'm not afraid to say these big calls.
Well, you've been pretty right so far.
And Subi did get to within 5 points at the end of the game, but Cody Manning had a intercept mark in the forward pocket and kicked truly just to finish the game off.
And also add into that, Aaron Black, 29. Ron Kerr had a fantastic third quarter. And Shane Nelson, my boy.
Your boy.
21.
I don't know if he did enough to get votes, though.
Oh, well, you win some, you lose some.
you do. Don't get me talking about Jake Murphy. He is not getting anywhere near the Sandover medal this year unless he has 3 votes every game.
Well, I mean, this is what happens when you're injured and you're out for, what, 100 weeks?
And you struggle with a not the best side in Claremont. Mm-hmm. And the big ruck battle of the game was Chris Coonan had 41 hit-outs and Frank Stockley against his old side had 49.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, so the clearances were a big part of the game.
Yeah. And Matt Boland kicked 5 for Subi.
Yeah, exactly, and that moves him up to 2nd on the Bernie Naylor medal. Moving on to the last game, it was Perth losing to East Fremantle by 9 points.
It's tough for Perth, you know. They've come off 5 straight losses. Each game has been, you know, pretty close. You know, they're not a bad team. Well, 4 wins in a row. Now they've had 5 losses in a row. Mm-hmm. This is a tough game. 12-9-81 to East Frio's 13-12-90.
Yeah, and it was very, very even, I guess. East Fremantle were down by 4 points at quarter time. Then they were up by 3 at halftime. Then the Demons regained the lead and were winning by 4 at the last change. But the Sharks just kicked truly in the last quarter, and Brett Peak was instrumental.
Yeah, well, I guess it's Shark season, mate.
Yeah, I guess you are right. Brett Peak kicked 4 goals for East Fremantle, and Brad Dalziel had 34 touches, and the main guns for the Sharks as well, Rory O'Brien with 27, Mark McGough with 24. The
newest member, Tim Bristow, 24, Cameron Eadley, 19, James Bristow, family relation. 18 and Jamie Nakamura, 18 with Andrew Stephen, had 17 in defence and his 100th waffle game. You've got to be happy about
congratulations
that.
Congratulations to the captain from the Sharks, the co-captain. And another bag of goals, Mitch Morton kicked 5 goals for Perth. Very good effort from old Mitch.
Yeah, while Cale racked up 31. 5 goals is literally just under half of Perth's total goal scores.
Yeah, he's been a good pickup for the Demons, but he needs some help down there. I mean, he's getting help from Cale in the midfield. It's about the forward line. They need a few more goal kickers.
Mm. They got a tall team, Perth.
They do. They do. They're big ruckman as well. Matthew Lewandekkers.
Yes.
He's very good.
This week on Tips Out with Tara. I must but I didn't collect any tips.
Nothing at all.
But it's all because
I have a dream.
A really big dream.
It's bigger than big. It's double big.
A mid-year report card on all things WAFL and AFL. So the Monday Waffle team are going to take Tips Out with Tara digital to be widespread and get a mid-season health check on your favourite sport.
Alignment, the bump, umpiring, women in football, anti-homophobia in football, broadcast rights, attendance numbers.
Tell us what you think of all the big issues.
All right, and so Tara's tips, non-existent this week, unfortunately, but next week we are bringing you the survey. So we need people like you, like me, like Stampy, mm-hmm. to fill it out. We want to know what matters to you. What is important?
Yep. So get your grandma, get your grandpa, get your friends, your uncle. Just get everyone involved. We want you to fill out our survey.
Yep.
About all the big topics in footy. So the
umpires, punting,
the partnership with the alliance, and who's playing well, who deserves to be not playing, something like that.
Yeah.
So just all those sort of things. And we'd like a response from all the fans about what should be happening, because that's what the commission is doing right now. They're asking for...
They're asking the players and we're asking the people. We're your voice. So I don't care if you have to get your grandma, sister, second auntie, cousin, once removed.
Your snowboard instructor from Canada.
Yeah, 7 years ago. Don't care. Get them involved.
How do people do this survey?
Look, just head over to either our Facebook page or our Podbean website. We got the links there. You'll love it. It's great fun.
Check it out. All teams have the bye this weekend. That's because of the state match, the interstate, state of origin maybe. Can we this call
is,
it state of origin?
Yeah, this is what I want to talk about as well. One of my favourite things in footy used to be the state of origin.
Yep,
it used to be everyone come home, you play for WA, you play for New South Wales, you play for whoever, Victoria. Great heated competition.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, last year we beat Victoria. WA beat Victoria for the first time in 20-odd years, I think.
And this, as we should, Mighty WA.
Mighty WA. And this year we're taking on the players from the North Eastern AFL. So that's the New South Wales and Queensland teams.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, Coach Bill Monahan, the West Perth coach, he's got the team for the weekend. He was saying that he has to scout from New South Wales and Queensland, so watch a lot of games over there. So it's going to be hard. I don't know what they're going to think of it then.
Yeah, it's hard. Those aren't traditionally footy states either.
No, they're not. They're not. And they do struggle a little. I mean, they've got the Swans reserves, they've got the GWS reserves and the Brisbane Lions. But look, I think WA will be favourites, I think. So
that sounds like a fair call to me, because they've got other sports, obviously, like NRL, league, union.
Yeah, well, football, soccer as well.
Yeah.
So that game is on Saturday morning over in Sydney. It's at 10 a.m, I believe it is. And our team will be finalised on Wednesday with a jumper presentation, which is good for the players.
Yeah.
Get to rock the old WA jumpers.
Yep.
And then the team will fly out on Thursday for the game on Saturday. But your team, East Fremantle, had the highest number of players selected.
Interesting though, isn't it? Because they're not wrapped up with East Perth, obviously.
No, only one player.
Yeah.
Big Paul Johnson.
And saying that as well, no one from Peel.
No. Are we surprised?
No, but it's just, you think with the alignment and their squad, you know, who's off limits?
Do you think Fremantle might have said no players?
Maybe.
And East Perth might have said that as well?
Perhaps.
I think that's a genuine point.
Yeah, because why would they risk losing a player to a state game with their respective, AFL matches coming up for injury?
Yeah.
Even if it's a substitute, an interchange or something like that. You know, why risk having them not on their side where they could turn into a key player? You never know.
Jack Davidson and Michael Stamp, your investigators here at the Monday Waffle. We're going to try and find out. We're going to try and get to the bottom of this. West Perth had 6 players, most of their midfielders, Jay Van Berlow, Cody Manning, Shane Nelson, and Lane Rasmussen. Subiaco had 5, Jack.
Lachlan Delahunty, Chris DeLuca, George Hampson, Chris Fallon, and Wade Toomey.
Yep, very good. Wade Toomey was best on ground last year, so...
Good pick-up for the state squad.
Yeah, no surprise to see him back in action.
Now, Swan Districts, the on-top team, strong contenders all year, only coming through with 5 players.
Yeah, I know. Bit of a surprise. They've got a few young guys in it. Blake Boakhurst is in there. And Justin Simpson, he's a bit of a mature ager, but look, he'll be trying to get into the AFL next year, I think so. And he's played very well this year. And a few former AFL players in Ryan Davis and Tony Knott. So, look, these players will try and use these games to put their names out to AFL. Obviously, there'll be scouts there. So it's a big game for some of those players. And South Fremantle also had 4 players as well.
Yeah, Ryan Cook, Ashton Hams, Ben Saunders and Hayden Schlothy.
Exactly. And Perth had Paul Bevan and Claremont Luke Blackwell. So that's the WA State squad. The team will be announced on Wednesday. We'll post that on the Facebook page, so you can check out who is actually playing for WA.
Yeah, but it's certainly a really interesting match. And remember, this is only the rough squad of East Fremantle 7, of Swan Districts 5. You know, who do you think is really going to hang around? I personally think that most of those 5 from Swan Districts
will play.
Will make the final squad.
I believe so. And I think Subiaco's 5 will play. I think Delahunty will play. I think Hampson, Toomey will definitely play. West Perth, obviously their coach is Bill Monaghan, so a lot of those players will play as well.
Yeah. East Perth, Paul Johnson, big Paul Johnson, former AFL himself.
Yep, he captained the side last year.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's got the experience, so he'll probably be there.
Yeah, he'll be the ruckman with Chris Kunin from West Perth, I believe. But the midfield looks very strong. Dalziel, McNamara, O'Brien, Hampson, it's going to be a Luke Blackwell as well.
Yeah.
It's a good lineup.
It is. Fantastic lineup. And it'll be a thrilling game. So yep. Make sure you tune in next week where we get the state game covered too.
Just a quick tip, because there's no tips for the Waffle this round.
No.
Who's your tip for the WA versus the NEAFL side?
I'm going to have to say WA.
Yeah. Margin? You got a margin?
Oh, I don't want to put a figure on it, but I think... You don't want to be too comfortable. This is what I want to bring back up. You don't want to be too comfortable. Swans, multiple premiership side in recent years. They are strong. So they've got, I don't know how big their squad is, but you know, they've got the Swans reserves.
Yeah.
You think they'll be, you know, not too bad.
But I wonder if they've got the same issues what Peel and East Perth do.
Perhaps.
Not many players selected.
GWS, maybe not so as strong with the drafting component for them. And Brisbane Lions, you know, what was it, 8 years ago, 10 years ago,
yeah.
3-time premiership. Yeah. Where are they now, though? You know,
they're struggling.
Yeah. It's going to be a really interesting competition, I think. I am putting my foot forward and down and saying WA.
Yeah, I like the sounds of that. I think West Australia will get up, I think, by about 5 goals or so. So, a good victory for West Australia, we hope, on the weekend. That's it for today's Monday Waffle.
Yep.
We hope WA will get a win, and next week we'll review that game.
Yeah.
And preview round 10 of the Waffle.
Excellent. Catch you next time, guys.